99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Hello there, Kelly K.
Hello.
Wow. Okay. So we are broadcasting from a tin can, actually, today. But here's
Are you in a closet? Where are you?
Okay, so
it looks like a closet or a bathroom.
Kelly, I am broadcasting from totality.
Oh, great. And it looks like a closet.
Well, it's actually a bedroom.
Oh, it's a bedroom? Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's a bedroom. But I am on location, Lake Erie, from the path of totality for the eclipse today. Of course, today is the eclipse starting in South Texas right around 1:27 Central Time. And then it's going to end in Maine probably around 3:35, 3:37, something like that.
You wanted to be at the epicenter. So is that like your typical vacation house where you go to Lakeside?
Yeah. Wait, don't say it. I don't want people to overrun this place.
Okay. You're getting a little early vacation out of this.
It's not really.
Vacation. It's your little vacation home. That's cute.
It's just for like 12 hours. That's it. And then, I'm after the eclipse this afternoon,
You can maybe squeeze in some illegal fishing and then head back.
Listen, you are saying things now that are incriminating me, especially when I'm on the property here.
Yeah. Sorry. We'll keep it down.
Yeah, you got to remember that you know, the Ohio Fish and Wildlife are still looking for me.
Are they? Are you on the lamb? Wow.
No, I've paid all my fines.
Oh, great.
So we're fine. We're fine. So anyways.
That's good.
If you are planning on not doing anything today, know that Louisville is about 99.2% in the path of totality, which means it'll be dark, but it just won't be totality. So you'll still see some light.
That could be the complete circle with the ring.
Right, exactly. So, I think, you should be good to just probably wear no solar glasses.
Oh, I got my glasses. We can't tell people that. We're telling people, look at the sun. You got to wear the special glasses.
Hey, look at the sun. It'll be fine.
It'll be fine, they said. It'll be fine, they said.
We heard Ben and Kelly say it was going to be fine. So if you want to go up to like Southern Indiana, Seymour, Sellersburg, French Lick, those areas.
That's the path of totality.
Yeah, path of totality. Bloomington, if you want to try to make it up there. I did see a lot of signs along the highway, which you're probably going to see as well if you travel on like I-65 or whatever and go up to Southern Indiana. It says, don't stop on the side of the road
to watch the eclipse.
Right, exactly.
Just keep driving, eyes on the road.
Keep driving, eyes on the road, all that stuff.
I saw a lot of people posting on social media yesterday that traffic was cray-cray for people heading that way.
Yeah, so so obviously, we came up yesterday and like going through, so we would go from Louisville to Cincinnati up to like Dayton and then like north and then head over like east to the lake. But getting up through Cincinnati and through Dayton was a nightmare.
So
just prepare if you are planning on like going to view the eclipse.
I'm just gonna jump in the car and go. It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. I mean, you could be sitting in traffic on the way up and especially afterwards on the way back. Ooh. So, a lot of these small towns that are in the path of totality are not equipped for hundreds and thousands of cars and people, right?
Yeah, they're a little overwhelmed.
Yeah, I mean, like if you're going up to Indianapolis, obviously that's a city that's prepared for, lots of traffic and things like that. Right, exactly. So you should be able to do that. And in Indianapolis is another spot for the eclipse. So anyways, yeah, we've got if you can't view it, if you're working and your boss is a jerk and is like, whatever, I need these TPS reports by 6, then you can check out NASA's live YouTube stream. They've got one.
That's fun. Do you have to wear glasses to watch that? If you're okay. looking at a screen.
Okay. If you're looking at a screen. No, I don't think.
I just want to know the safety information.
Okay, no. I understand you want to be protected,
right?
And you want to be safe about the entire thing. So
yes,
yeah. So NASA's got a YouTube stream. There's a virtual telescope project, and we'll post up some of these links for you. And timeanddate.com. Remember Time and Date? Yeah. So they have a website, and they're also doing a live feed too. So there's several places online, but like NASA's. Is going to be pretty cool there. They've got a YouTube stream, which you can see. So if you can't see it outside and experience it, at least you can see it on a little screen. All
My
right?
dentist's appointment's at 2. They should be done before the action here, right?
Well, how much plaque do you have?
I don't have a lot. It's just a regular cleaning.
So did you start flossing yesterday?
I did, yes.
Yeah,
it fantastic. Ready to go. I'm sure they're not going to notice. It wasn't every single day in the last 6 months.
Right. Got to hit them real quick, so I can be honest when they ask me if I floss.
Look at how good I've been doing.
Yes, I have.
Whoever laughs first loses. If you laugh, you lose. With Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
Jokes, trumpets mean. It's time for You Laugh, You Lose. Game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. First person who laughs loses. It's all for this trophy. It's a magical, majestic trophy. I do believe... Who was the loser last week?
I'm trying to claw my way back. Yeah, I've had a couple of losses in a row.
I want to say you were the loser. So losers go first. Kelly!
Okay, are you ready?
I guess so.
Are you ready? Okay, hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What do you call an old snowman?
What?
A glass of water.
Kelly, what did the janitor say when he jumped out of the closet?
Supplies. Good one. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
You know, dogs can't operate MRI machines.
Really?
But cats can.
Yeah. Medical humor. Love it.
Uh-huh.
For her birthday, I took my wife to an orchard. We stood there looking at trees for half an hour. Not really the Apple Watch she wanted, but...
No. You know. She had a different idea. Yeah. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
I told my doctor I only heard buzzing. He said, don't worry. It's just a bug going around.
Mm. Kelly, I was wondering why my neighbor's Frisbee seemed to be getting larger.
Uh-huh.
And then it hit you?
That's good.
Did it happen to you, too?
No, it didn't. It didn't. I ducked.
Smart.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
What has four eyes but can't see?
What?
Mississippi. Mississippi.
Kelly, how do you think the unthinkable?
How do you think the unthinkable?
With an iceberg.
Got it.
Too soon, though.
Hashtag too soon. Too soon.
Oh, yeah. I guess.
Yeah, a little too soon.
Yeah, Titanic, sure.
Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
You know the trouble with getting to work on time?
What?
It makes the day so much longer.
I know!
It's the worst.
Kelly, you know in college... I was so broke.
Yeah.
At one time, I had a flat tire. I had no money to get it fixed.
Yeah.
I had to come up with, wait for it.
Uh-huh.
A retirement plan.
Wow. Wow. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
What is five toes but isn't your foot?
What?
My foot.
Hey, Kelly, so I met my wife at a singles night.
Yeah?
Yeah. I was surprised as I thought she was home with the kids.
Yep. That'd be alarming. Yeah. That'd be really alarming.
A little bit. Hey, what are you doing here?
They told me that I'd never be good at poetry because I'm dyslexic.
Aw.
So far, I've made 3 jugs and a vase, and they're really lovely.
Oh, pottery.
Yeah.
You know, Kelly, I found my wife's Tinder profile.
Wow. What is your wife doing? What is your wife doing?
You know, and I'm furious with all the lies.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah, she is not adventurous and doesn't like long walks on the beach.
Oh, yeah. You should probably call her out on that.
I know that for a fact.
Yeah, and tell her to stop going to singles dances. She is. You got a problem on your hand, sir.
I'm trying.
Hey, Ben.
Uh-huh.
It's from Missy. I lost my pizza cutter, so I'm using my Bryan Adams CD. Because it cuts like a knife.
Wow. You can tell Missy that.
That was good. Listen, I pulled that off. Because it cuts like a knife.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
Hey, Kelly.
Yeah.
How is this solar eclipse like a woman breastfeeding?
How is the solar eclipse like a woman breastfeeding?
It's beautiful. It's natural. It should be celebrated. But it doesn't mean you should stare at it.
Yes, you should not. Dangerous. Not like that. That's creepy. Creepy.
Can I be next?
Did you just say, can I be next?
No, I did not say that.
Hey, Ben.
What?
Stephanie sent this one. I've learned something from living with dogs.
What?
You know what it is?
What is it?
It's almost 100% made up of following each other around, watching each other go potty, and wondering what the other has in their mouth.
You're dumb.
That is true, though. It's true, though. It's funny because it's true. And now I have three of them. I have three of them doing all that.
It's just dumb. All right, well, take your trophy back, Kelly. Congratulations.
I share that with Stephanie.
Well, yeah.
Thank you, Stephanie.
She earned it.
I share it. I share it with Stephanie. There, yeah.
There it is.
I had one more.
Okay, good. Save it.
Almost save it.
So you laugh, you lose.
It could get me fired.
Okay. On 99.7 DJX.
Yeah.
Broadcasting from the line of totality. Yes.
You're in a bedroom.
AKA a bedroom. Uh-huh. Hey, it's Ben and Kelly here on 99.7 DJX. All right, setting the bar story. This is what, Kelly?
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Yeah, that's right. 42 million people felt that 4.8 Richter scale earthquake last Friday there in the Northeast, New York, New Jersey area, right?
Sure.
But there was a guy named Justin. And if you can manage to make it through the day without getting a vasectomy during an earthquake, you're doing okay.
Oh, that is bad timing. Oh, bad timing. Keep those hands steady. Oh, no.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Oh,
so
he's
33. He lives just outside of Philly and about 40 miles from the epicenter of that earthquake. And he happened to be in the middle of a vasectomy when it hit.
Oh, he was my about gosh.
Yeah. Now, you know, I don't know if anybody is familiar with the procedure. It's about 20 minutes long, right? And he was about halfway through the procedure when the whole room started to shake.
Oh, wow.
And so he's not asleep during this procedure. He's awake.
Nope. Yep.
Which is normal.
I know, because I was in. I witnessed my husband.
Yeah?
I was there.
Okay.
I know what's involved.
And he thought maybe it was a train. Then the doctor was like, is that an earthquake? And
he's like, hands up, doc. Hang on. Just take a pause.
Right, right. So
don't snip anything you shouldn't.
Be careful with the old laser there, doc. but yeah, so did it affect the procedure? Well, it turns out that Justin may never have kids again.
Well, okay.
So that means it was a success.
Yes.
Yeah, it was a success. We know about this because he tweeted about it as soon as they gave him his phone back, and he wrote in all caps, a blanking earthquake happened in the middle of my vasectomy. I remember when I was going in for my knee surgery after, you know, football injury. Uh-huh. I was getting wheeled into the operating room and fire alarms started going off all across the hospital. And I was kind of like looking around. The nurses, not phased at all. They're like, nah, it happens.
It's probably a drill. We're guessing.
Exactly. And then the anesthesiologist is like, all right, start counting back from 10. And I'm like, wait.
Are we going to be on fire?
right. Oh, shoot. So again, if you can manage to make it through the day without having a vasectomy during an earthquake, you're doing okay.
That was bad timing, but it sounds like it worked out.
It did. It worked out. Everything was fine. All right, there you go. That's your State of the Bar story. And what was probably the biggest news story to break overnight? Sorry, we don't have a whole lot of like sound effects available to us right now.
No, that was really good, though.
Thank you.
That was high budget.
Late last night, news broke that John Calipari, per numerous reports in ESPN, finalizing a 5-year deal to become the next head coach at Arkansas. He is leaving UK.
Okay, so what does that mean for UK? How much do we have to pay? $33 million.
Yeah, wasn't that the big thing
is the exit clause, because he's in a lifetime contract. It's going to be pricey to get him out of that. So are we having to keep him on the payroll for $33 million while he's not working there?
If you are considering attending University of Kentucky as your college, you may want to consider the cost, because
they're going to have to hike up tuition, right, to cover that.
I'm assuming since another university grabbed him and we didn't just let him go, that there was some wheeling and dealing, and that we're not going to be necessarily. And I say we're
can they pay the $33 million?
Arkansas?
Yes, if we can just have them pay it, that'd be great.
So he was a coach for 15 seasons there in Lexington, led UK to a 410-122 record, but it's the 122 losses that stings the most for Wildcat fans.
Yeah, especially in the NCAA tournament.
Right, especially this last one.
Yeah. So
you are, I guess, by proxy, a UK fan. Your dad went to UK. Your husband went to UK.
Yep. I pay attention to UK because of that.
So what is the, if you could be the spokesperson for all Cat fans, what would you say?
Well, they have, for the last couple of seasons, been calling for Coach Cal to be done. Like, they're done. They're like, bye-bye. The problem was a stupid contract that they locked him into. It's like, that was the dumbest move that UK could have ever made. Dumb. Dumbity-dumb-dumb. Don't ever lock anybody in a lifetime contract.
We're thinking that since Arkansas wooed him away, that there had to be some sort of, like, wheeling and dealing and, sort of like I tell you what, we'll let you go, but you're not going to charge us the $33 million for the rest of your life. Right.
Let's hope something like that happened.
So already I have a list of the top coaches to replace Coach Calipari at UK. You ready?
Kenny Payne better not be at the top of the list.
Number 3, Kenny Payne. I think he's looking for a gig.
No, we're moving on. Not looking there.
All right. Number 2, Mark Stoops. You know, he's doing well at football. Why not?
Oh, why not? Let's just have him do both.
Yeah. there are plenty of dual athletes who play multiple sports.
Yeah.
He seemed to finally figure out football. Let's just toss some basketball out of his way. So
why not?
Top coaches.
Shepherd's mom and dad. Could we just get them to do it?
Top coaches to replace Coach Calipari. And number 1... I hear she's really hot right now. Mrs. Pendleton, PE teacher at St. Augustus Middle School.
Okay, you just made that up.
Oh, you think? I hear she's got a hot hand, and I hear she's taken that middle school to the championships 2 years in a row.
Well, listen, I feel like maybe we ask Mr. and Mrs. Shepherd. Maybe we ask it's just, hey, do you think mom and dad, they could just step up? They might be cheaper.
So there you go. It is John Calipari hit big news last night, as he is no longer going to be the head coach there at UK. But paperwork is already being drawn up with Mrs. Pendleton, the PE teacher at St. Augustus Middle School. All right, let's get to a feel-good story.
This is really cool, brought to you by Bell of Louisville. Mandy Oldani and Amber Rodriguez, they live in Texas, met in the hospital after giving birth to triplets within 24 hours of each other. And get this, Mandy already had twins.
Oh, geez.
Yeah. Amber was the one to reach out first with the help of hospital staff, like, you know, hey, do you think she would want to talk?
I remember asking my postpartum nurse, can you ask the other triplet mom if she wants to meet me? Because I really want to meet her. I never imagined that I would be able to meet another triplet mom in the same life stage as me. It was just like it was meant to be.
We do a lot of play dates together. We do try to like spend time together, obviously, like with our families, but also like we know it's important for us to spend time together alone, like as friends, not just as moms that are friends.
Yeah, they live in the same town, 15 minutes from each other. How crazy is that? And
wow.
Yeah, and both having triplets within 24 hours of each other. So just, yeah, that's a bond right there. Not a lot of people know what that's like. So they're right? able to lean on each other. And it turns out that, you know, yeah, they had a lot in common. And they like to hang out even when they don't have the kids around. So
there you go.
Story, yeah. You can do a deep dive into that at WDJX.com.
Broadcasting from the Path of Totality here this morning. So in an undisclosed location. Actually, I shouldn't say undisclosed. I've disclosed it already on the show, but
yeah, it's your little lakeside like vacation home, which is great.
Well, again, don't say where it is because I don't need a rush of people getting up here. But yes,
I don't
it is.
Think people are jumping in the car to drive where you are right now.
There's some closer options
to us here.
There are, in fact, right up there, Seymour, Indiana, and Bloomington, Indianapolis, all along French Lick, all along the Path of Totality, which, by the way, it should be hitting our area about 3:30 or so. So if you have plans to do it, make sure that you prepare because you're probably going to be sitting in traffic on the.
Oh, you're talking about traffic.
Oh, are you talking about eyewear?
I'm talking about safety. Like, if you're going to look up at the sky, use glasses. But yeah, but also plan for traffic.
Traffic to and from the eclipse. But yes, of course.
They say don't pull over to the side of the road and look up. Like, keep your eyes on the road, keep driving. They're like literally telling you don't stop on the road.
Last eclipse in 2017, there were about, I saw a stat that said something like 31% more traffic accidents happened during the eclipse, but it was mostly because of the traffic, not because of the actual eclipse.
Okay. More so. Distracted drivers. All right.
Yeah. Yeah. But yes, use protection, be careful.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. That's happening a little bit later on this afternoon. We have options, by the way, if you can't make it outside. There are things online that you can watch, including NASA's live feed, which should be pretty cool, too.
Do you have to wear glasses to look at the screen?
Okay. Just got a text from Jennifer. Says, Ben not sure if Kelly was being serious about needing glasses to watch the eclipse on the computer. Crying laughing. You know, sometimes I just don't know whether you're serious, Kelly.
Listen, except Purdue Education. Go Boilers, by the way. Go Boilers.
All right. Coming up next, Bex's best friend had this wild first date. She's sharing with us because her thirst for these stories is insatiable.
Well, this is Five Orange Juicy.
Five Orange Juicy. All right. Bex's Five Orange Juicy story coming up here next.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
All right, Bex needs our help. Hey, Ben and Kelly, one of my best friends from high school just got back from a cruise a couple of weeks ago. We connected after she got back, and she told me the craziest story. A little backstory. She was in an unhappy marriage for years, filed for divorce. Then less than a month after her divorce, she met another guy. Went on a cruise with him. And she just told me they got married on the ship.
Wow.
She said, wow. Life's too short. She knew him for 1 week. They never really dated. They met through work, clicked, decided to take a cruise. Technically, they got married on their first date.
Wow.
That is literally insane. So my friends and I have been talking about it all weekend. Wanted to hear about some other wild first dates, short engagement stories. Thought, who better to ask than Ben and Kelly, LOL? Can you ask your listeners for their stories, pretty please? Thank you, Bex.
I mean, we said on the show that your parents kind of met in a whirlwind sort of way.
Well, yeah, blind dates. And then they were engaged a month later at the age of 21. Bold move. Bold move, Jimbo. Yeah.
Bold move.
And they've been married for 55 years.
Yeah, now you don't have a crazy first date story, do you, Kelly?
No. I mean, other than just there was one guy that I met on, remember, eHarmony? Went to Indianapolis to go to dinner with this guy. And within about 20 minutes, he was like assessing the situation. So do you think we're going to go out again? Do you think, you know, there's a future here? Do you think like all the things? And I was immediately checked out.
You're like, nope.
Nope.
Like, you know what? I don't think there will be.
Too much analyzing for me 20 minutes into meeting you.
I'm going to be busy tomorrow for the rest of my life. all right. Would love to hear obviously Bex's request. If you've got a wild first date or engagement story or something like that, text us.
It's going to be tough to beat getting married on the first date. That's going to be tough to beat.
Yeah. First date. Like, that is something out of a reality show.
Yes. Like, yes. Married at first sight, whatever. Yeah.
I mean, it was their first date. It wasn't like the first time they'd ever met each other. They had seen each other and met each other prior, but still.
They met through work. Anyway. They clicked and decided to take a cruise and got married.
You know what? Wow. Sometimes when you feel it, you feel it. YOLO.
You know, life's too short.
right. All right. 502-795-1997. Bex, she just messaged us and was like, yeah, my best friend just had kind of a wild first date story. She jumped on a cruise with a guy she just met, and they literally got married on the cruise.
That is crazy town. That's crazy town. I mean, that one's going to be tough to beat.
Just kind of tossed out, what are your crazy first date stories? Stephanie texted in and said, my ex-boyfriend and I were on our first date. The girl he had dated before me saw his truck, ended up chasing us around Southern Indiana.
Wow.
We somehow got away when we turned around in a parking lot of a hotel there in Sellersburg.
That's insane.
Maybe his ex didn't realize they were broken up.
That's a theory. that's a theory.
Got another story. Was on a first and turns out only date with a guy. We were in a park. And after having some snacks, we were sitting on the grass and just kind of chatting. I feel something poke my butt. I look around, expecting to see like a dog. And I saw nothing, and I kind of went back to talking. Feel a poke again. Look around. Nothing. Poked again. And as I'm looking around, I'm starting to freak out. I stand up, and beneath where I was sitting, a tiny little mole pops his nose out of the ground and goes exploring in the grass.
No.
We had a laugh. So basically, the mole interrupted my date to prod my butt.
That's fun. That's good times.
That is
good times. Oh, hey, Stephanie, by the way, got back, said she knew that they were broken up. She wasn't happy about it.
Oh, wow.
So she was chasing him around on purpose. She knew.
Yeah. Justin texted in and said, my first date after being in a relationship for 17 years, I brought the woman flowers because I'm a gentleman. Oh. And she goes, oh, hey, I'll put those in some water, and walks in the kitchen and walks out of the kitchen naked. And
wow. Bold move.
Justin was like, I was like, hey, put your clothes on. We have that dinner reservation. Like, listen, he was hungry. He was hangry, and he didn't have time for those shenanigans.
Yeah, he said, I got a queasy stomach at dinner because I just kept wondering how often she does that. No second date.
But again, bold move. Bold move.
Bold move indeed. Didn't pay off in that case.
All right, some good stuff there. If you want to continue texting in, you can, 502-795-1997. It's group therapy. All right, so let's play another fun little game that we like to call Minute to Win It. And since I am broadcasting from the path of totality, we're going to let Kelly represent a listener here this morning.
I'm playing on behalf of Michael.
Learning a little bit more about Michael. Michael is from Jeffersonville, has dirty blonde hair, drives a Ford Escape, works at Ford, and describes himself as Faxy.
What is Faxy?
Faxy is fat and sexy. I love it.
Fabulous. I love it, Michael.
I love it.
That's great. And you know what? So, that term should catch on. I like it.
Faxy?
Faxy.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
I'm faxy, yeah, right. And I know it.
So we... So it's Minute to Win It. I'm going to toss 60 seconds up on the clock. And Kelly, you're going to have to answer as many of these as you can before the time runs out.
I've noticed it's not on the show sheet. So no, I'm not able to cheat. It's not on the show sheet. Just for people, just full transparency. I'm not able to cheat on this because it's not on the show sheet. I have no idea what he's going to ask.
Otherwise, Michael, she would have cheated. That's what she's saying.
1,000%.
She 1,000% would have cheated. Okay, so here we go. The time will start when I ask you the first question. Are you ready, Kelly?
Gosh, it is different being in the hot seat when I don't have the answers. It's different. Dang it.
You're like, I don't like this.
Okay.
I don't like this at all. This harkens back to... Do you remember the old game we used to play, Can't Beat Kelly? This harkens back to that a little bit.
That was only 5 questions, though. This is 10.
Yeah, this is 10.
I'm stressed out.
All right. Here we go. Question number one. Minute to win it. Women's basketball star Caitlin Clark plays for who?
Iowa.
Bonnie Tyler's total eclipse of the blank.
Heart.
Yes. Cowboy Carter is the record-breaking album by who?
Beyonce.
What version of iPhone are we on? 13 Pro, 14, or 15?
15.
15 is correct. CSI stands for what?
Crime Scene Investigators.
Investigations?
Okay.
All right, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
All right, Jason Sudeikis played what mustache-wearing coach?
Ted Lasso.
Actor Dwayne Johnson is better known as who?
The Rock.
Name one member of AJR.
Steve.
April 1st is also known as what?
April Fool's Day.
Purdue and UConn play in what title game?
The NCAA Men's Basketball Finals. And Purdue's going to win. Go Boilers. Woo!
And time's up. You got
is
9
Steve
out of 10
an AJR?
Right. Not bad.
Is Steve's not an AJR?
No, unfortunately,
dang it.
No.
You're telling me no one named Steve is in that band?
I could have only accepted Jack, Adam, or Ryan.
Dang it!
Those are the guys on AJR. You know
they
what?
Should recruit Steve.
9 out of 10 ain't bad, and I don't want to punish. I don't want to punish Faxy Michael for your mistakes. So congratulations, Michael. You got some tickets, and just know, Kelly. See, look, you didn't have to cheat, but Kelly would have cheated for you, Michael.
I would have cheated, especially on the AJR.
She totally would have cheated for you. I realized last week, 1 week ago, it was April Fool's Day, right? And I know with Dave, we're not talking engagement stories, but I shared with some staff here in the building, which I didn't. I guess I just assumed everybody knew because you and I have talked about it so many times.
Yeah,
we've talked about it so many times, my engagement story and the fact that April 1st is the anniversary of my engagement, just as Groundhog's Day is yours.
Exactly. Oh, yeah, we both have holidays.
Right, exactly. And however, I dropped on the... to some of our coworkers here, how I proposed to my wife on April Fool's Day, saying that I was breaking up with her. And then giving her a like collage of photos as almost a present, a going away gift. I don't know.
A little breakup collage where you had written on there, "Will you marry me?" But she was almost right. A little too mad to look at it.
Yeah, exactly. She wasn't looking at the thing. And then, you know, it kind of simmered for probably what seemed like way too long. And then I said April Fool's and I got down on my knee. And the rest is history. That's our story. I've apologized to her since because I realized that that was a terrible, terrible way to go about getting engaged to someone.
High probability for disaster, sure. Especially yes. if her first reaction would have been like, you know what? You're right. I think so, too.
I know. And I thought about that like 15 seconds before I launched into the quote bit. And I was like, well, too late now.
Nope, I'm jumping off the cliff. We got to do this.
I know, exactly. So I only bring that up because I had gotten the engagement ring several months prior. I'd actually picked it up in time to, if I wanted to propose on Valentine's Day, I could have. Because I had gotten the ring on Valentine's Day. And obviously you think, okay, Valentine's Day to April 1st, you know, there are several weeks that have transpired. And so we had been living apart long distance at the time. And so I had the ring for a long time and I was just trying to think of, you know, a way to propose. And then finally that kind of, I don't want to say that. That was kind of the final sort of idea that came to my head at the last second. So
now, anyways. Did you know what her taste was in engagement rings? Like, did she give you any indication, or did you talk about it? Did she know it might be coming?
So yeah, we talked about getting married before, and I think she had said. And I want to remember, if my memory serves me right, that she had mentioned a cut of ring that she liked. Okay. So I just kept that in my head and I was like, okay. So I'm just going to make sure that I get something like that, you know, for her. So in a way she kind of had dropped hints, but, you know, didn't outright say and didn't pick it out herself. So anyways, we bring this up because he's a listener,
not his real name.
Yeah. He's got some questions for women about the ring. Got this message from Dave. You can always send us one, by the way, at Ben and Kelly Show. Our social media channels are wide open.
Yeah. So he says, Ben and Kelly, please keep me anonymous or call me, quote, Dave. So,
all right, Dave.
Quote, Dave. Anyway. Got a quick question for you and or your listeners. I'm planning to propose to my girlfriend in May. Not sure how to go about ring shopping. I mean, should I buy the ring alone and surprise her or let her be part of the ring shopping process? Now, I haven't told anyone I'm going to propose. I want to keep that a surprise. So that's why I'm coming to you. Kelly, were you involved in the ring shopping when you got engaged? Thanks so much, Dave. I was not involved in the ring shopping. I will say that.
All right.
I think I did indicate I liked a certain cut of diamonds, and that was about all he had to go on. He had the setting and everything. I know a lot of people just do a solitaire, and then they can go back and pick out a mounting together, like a setting for the diamond, and then get the, you know, the band that matches. I know a lot of people do that. That's a popular choice so that she can be a part of that. Like they just get, you can have the diamond set in just a solitaire setting and then go back to do that.
Man, you are speaking a lot of words that I'm like,
listen,
going over.
I have friends. I have friends in the diamond industry.
Yeah.
And this is what they tell me a lot of people do so that she can feel involved and ultimately get what she wants, especially if she hasn't like picked out pictures of, you know, rings, settings, mountings that she loves. And he has no idea what her taste is because there's a lot of different styles.
Well, wouldn't she want just to be engaged?
Well, sure. But there are, you do have a taste when it comes to ring styles.
Yeah. And I know, I mean, we've done this segment a long time and we've also talked to listeners who are like, hey, I got this ring and I hate it. what do I do?
Exactly. And you don't want her to have that reaction. You want her to love it because theoretically going to be wearing it and looking at it every single day for the rest of her life. Now, that said, I will say that I honestly didn't even, I'd never gone ring shopping before I got engaged. Like, I had no idea what different styles were out there. And so once I did learn of the different styles, I learned I had a different taste. And so when I ended up getting, because I had a princess cut diamond when we got married, loved it. But then when we had babies, it was so sharp. I ended up kind of scratching the babies. It was getting caught and snagged. I almost lost a diamond several times. It just wasn't working for our lifestyle. And I ended up getting a round, just like switching that out, getting a round stone in a different, like, vintage looking kind of setting.
Wait, do we have to worry about diamonds cutting your babies now?
Well, that's what happened with us. Like, I didn't understand how, like, sharp the princess cut was, because it's a square, and so it's very...
Oh. Yeah. So there are edges.
There are edges. Yes. I understood. And it also got, like, it can get really cloudy looking. This is just my personal preference, when it's kind of dirty because of the flat surface on top of it. So I understood why a lot of people gravitate towards a round cut, because it always looks brilliant and sparkly and shiny, no matter if it's dirty or not.
All right. Let us know your story. Were you a part of the ring buying experience? Were you not? Were you completely surprised? Did you get a ring that you didn't like and have to kind of, like, smile and nod and say, yay!
I love it. I love you. Yeah. I'm just excited to being married. And then, or maybe you're just like, you've had a ring for many, many years and you've always hated it and he doesn't know.
I would love to hear your story about that. You know, that's kind of what Dave is wanting to know. He's trying to weigh his options here. Like, hey, how involved should she be in this whole process? I'm trying to keep it a surprise, but obviously want her to have something that she wants. So 502-795-1997. Yeah, we got a message from Dave, not his real name. He just kind of wants advice on the engagement ring. He wants to propose, but he also wants to know, hey, how involved should she be in actually picking the ring?
Yeah, so Favorite Brad said, I tricked my wife, took her ring shopping, got some ideas, then told her we'd go ring shopping another week, but instead surprised her with a proposal on the day we were supposed to go ring shopping. She was totally surprised.
Oh, there you go.
That's a cute idea.
Yeah, Brittany said, my husband knew me so well. I wasn't involved in the process. I knew he was getting the ring, but I told him to pick it. I was browsing the website, found one I absolutely loved, and that's what he came home with.
Oh, wow. That's knocking it out of the park.
Yeah, for sure. Morgan checks in and says via text, my husband and I had talked about getting engaged after we moved in together and really wanted to receive something I liked, but wanted him to ultimately pick it out. So I used to send screenshots of rings on Pinterest and say, oops, wrong person, as a little joke.
I like that. That's cute.
And she says, I also made sure my closest girlfriends had my ring size and knew what I liked as far as gold cut, setting, all that stuff. So I knew that he would go to them if he had questions.
That's smart. That's smart. That hopefully he's got a good relationship with her friends and maybe can go to them for advice. I think that's great.
I do like this idea from Sassy Matt. He rolls in and says, hey, see if he can get an heirloom ring from her family, like just for the proposal, then go shopping for a permanent ring afterward.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I mean, if that's a possibility. I don't think we have any heirloom rings in our family, but that that could work.
He also wants to keep it a surprise, and it sounds like a surprise from everyone. So
But you should probably maybe have a conversation with her family first. I know it's a traditional kind of a thing to do, but also maybe a sign of respect and could offer some insight. I mean, they probably know her pretty well and might offer some guidance as well what to do with the ring.
Yeah. Our listener, Dr. Erin, I mean, she's a doctor, so I guess
she's got to know about everything.
Legit. She says, round is classic. That would be my advice for Dave.
Yes. Okay. Well, yes. And like I was mentioning before, I was unaware of you know, with princess, I had a princess cut, which is square and it's got like a flat surface on the top. And I noticed that that could get really cloudy looking if it was dirty. Like I was constantly like cleaning it off. With a round cut, it's always going to be brilliant looking whenever the light catches it because of the way it's cut. And it doesn't really matter if you haven't had it cleaned in a while. Okay. I would say that. Also, it didn't scratch babies. I ended up scratching babies and it got snagged on a lot of things because it had sharp corners.
Okay, so I guess what is our final advice? Let's give him some advice here.
Okay, so I would check with if he's got a good relationship with the friends, maybe ask them for some advice on style, if they know anything about that. I would maybe think about possibly asking the family for permission and then getting some guidance from them as far as if you have no idea what kind of a style she's going to want.
Okay. All right.
Also,
well, hey, good luck.
Maybe just pick a solitaire. Just pick a shape of the diamond, have it put in a solitaire setting. Then you guys can go back and pick out the setting and the mounting together.
Or you, and this will be the last one, or you could just go crazy and do something super silly, like get engaged with a
ring pop.
Like a ring pop or a plastic ring.
Yes.
And then go shopping
together. Yeah.
Together. Yeah, exactly. All right. Well, hey, first of all, congratulations. I know that's an exciting part of your life.
He's going to do it next month. So exciting.
All right. Thank you, Dave. That is diving into the DMs. All right. Last hour, we were talking to Bex, whose best friend had this wild first date where she and her friends really haven't stopped talking about it. Her friend met a guy, I guess. They connected. Decided to go on a cruise. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then basically on their first date, they got married.
Which is crazy. And then there was a valid question tossed out by Tanya on the text line. I don't have a crazy first date story. I do have a question. How did they get a marriage license so quickly on a cruise ship? They're out in the middle of the sea, right? Where is the license going to be valid in? I guess it's my question.
Aren't ship captains and aren't they able to marry people?
Yes, but you have to file the license somewhere.
I don't know.
Where is that? It's a valid question, though, as far as legality.
Okay.
Good question. And then we got this message on Messenger from Elizabeth. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Buckle up. She said, this is a friend of a friend and also about 7 years old. But she said, I started messaging Jerry, in quotes, on the site.
Okay.
His pictures were cute, seemed interesting, decided that texting would be easier. We started texting. He asked me if I liked Mediterranean men, told me he was Greek. Ooh. So I went to Google, used the translate feature, said, I like Greek men, and sent it to him in Greek. We decided to go to dinner that night. I met him at the restaurant. We sat in this great space outside. I knew there was probably not going to be a second date within 5 minutes, though. I figured I would give him the benefit of the doubt, so I stayed, ordered a drink, we chatted. I asked him what he did for a living. He told me he owned his own business. Awesome. So you're a hitman, bail bondsman, professional gamer. I need something more. So I asked what the business was. He said it was complicated. He builds race cars. Wow. So complicated. Ugh, this date sucks. At this point, I'm thinking at least I'm getting dinner and a couple of drinks. Boy, I was getting so much more. I ended up ordering the brisket and some sweet potato fries. He then proceeds to ask if the brisket is big enough to share. What? I have obviously not shared my love of food with him enough. My bad. I give him and the waiter this look like, are you kidding me? He then orders two sides. He's sharing this with me. While we wait for my food to come, I ask him if he was going to the Greek festival this week, and he looks at me like I have a third eye. He responds with, no, why would I? Why? You specifically told me you were Greek. And I'm sorry, but that justifies me thinking you're in touch with your Greekness. This leads him to say, yeah, you sent me that crazy text. Remember in Greek? I want to slam my head against the table at this point. Should have gotten up, but I'm thinking about the brisket. So I order another drink and the conversation turns to his past relationships. This is a train wreck.
Wow.
Does he know it's a train wreck? The brisket arrives. It looks amazing. I take my piece and start to eat. He takes a small piece, cuts a little, and then says, I don't really eat meat.
What?
I almost choke. The first thing that comes to mind is Ben Stiller in Along Came Polly when he eats the Indian food. Well, Jerry helps that visual by saying, I'm not sure what this is going to do to me.
What?
Yep, it happened, and I almost peed myself right there.
Oh, my gosh.
Needless to say, we haven't texted since that night. I thanked him for dinner and left. Then I looped back into the restaurant, went to the restroom, had a nice little convo with our server. Jerry tipped well, so at least he's got that going for him. Pros, he isn't a hitman. He tries new things. Cons, do I really need to list them?
Holy cow, that is wild. That was a first date.
Yeah, it was an entertaining. I felt like we were sitting right there with her.
Yeah, we were in the booth right next to her. That is funny. Yep. Dang. All right. So, yeah, good story.
Sorry, she's not riding off into the sunset with Jerry the Greek man.
Right. Oh, I love that. I love that. All right. Good stories there. If you got any more, feel free to text 502-795-1997. 99.7 DJX. Good morning, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. And this is a setting the bar story. Kelly, describe it.
An example of what not to do or a situation we hope you don't find yourself in.
Look, when we travel and we go to hotel rooms, we all expect our room to be cleaned, right? Especially for being there for several days, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, if it's not, I'm out.
So if you can manage to make it through the day without leaving your toothbrush out at the hotel you're staying at, you're doing okay. And you may be thinking, but Ben, why is this a setting the bar story?
Why is this a setting the bar? Sorry. But Ben, why is this a setting the bar story?
Thank you. Yes. So this guy named Lavelle, he was staying at Mandalay Bay there in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
And he claims the cleaning crew used his toothbrush to clean the bathroom.
Oh, okay.
So he says it's because as soon as he put the toothbrush in his mouth, he yanked it out. The brushes were just crazy soft. All the outside brushes were pushed out, and the inside brushes were all over the place. It was very obvious.
Okay. Now, did it taste like cleaner?
Yeah, I don't know. He doesn't say, but he says he complained, and the hotel offered him a $50 credit and a new toothbrush.
Oh, well, okay. All right. I mean, that seems like it's valid.
Yeah, so I don't know if the hotel was like, all right, here you go. Here's a toothbrush, and is $50 okay?
Pat on the head.
Right, exactly. I mean, I never even thought of this. Like, there are several people in his comments, because he put it up on TikTok and it went viral, but that said that they hide their toothbrushes at hotels. Or they don't have the staff come in to clean their room during their stay.
Until now, they're gone. Yeah.
Yep. I will say that a lot of times if we're staying there like 2, 3, 4 days at the same hotel, I'll just put a don't clean the room and I'll just, you know,
yeah,
take out.
Just ask for more towels, that kind of thing.
Yeah. If we need it or whatever, but
I do that too.
But how crazy would that be if you're like, bah.
Well, yeah, again, I think it would be, well, yeah, I guess the bristles being destroyed.
Yeah.
Would be the biggest telltale sign if they were not that smashed before.
Yeah, I guess. So anyways, that is your setting the bar story. If you can manage to make it through the day without letting the cleaning crew clean your bathroom with your toothbrush, you're doing okay.
All right. Good note.
Yeah. That's your setting the bar story. It's 99.7 DJX. Good morning. Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. Happy Eclipse Day. Also, happy Dog Farting Awareness Day.
Oh, great. Why do we need to have a day for that? Because I think we're all aware when dogs fart. Do we need to have a day for it?
I don't know exactly how you celebrate. I just know that it was on the list, so I thought I would toss that out there. But yes, today is the eclipse happening right around 3:35. If you're in Louisville, it should get to be between like 99.2 and 99.7% of the actual eclipse. So almost totality, but not quite.
People in Seymour, like the mayor, is they're throwing a big old party there, and I guess they're having a concert at the airport, anticipating that traffic to get out is going to be nuts. So he's all like, hey, if you want to hang, there's a concert. We'll entertain you for a while if you want to try to let everybody else get on their way first, and then hopefully it won't be as bad when you leave.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, the eclipse, you're going to be going outside, looking up at the sky there with hundreds, maybe thousands of other people. And maybe, maybe, just maybe, there's opportunity there. Opportunity for magic to happen between you and another person.
So be ready.
Yeah, so here are some pickup lines maybe that you could use at an eclipse viewing today, all right?
Okay, gotcha.
Tell me if these would work, Kelly. Okay. If the moon's a blockin', let's get a rockin'.
That would totally work. You can buy me a beverage.
Is that a telescope in your pocket, or are you just happy to see me?
I feel like that only works one way, right? Maybe. That's a
I guess it depends on what your orientation is.
Yes, maybe.
And then top pickup lines at an eclipse viewing. If I can't see the sun, can I still see Uranus?
No, that is not going to work. That is not. Nope, we don't use that one. Scratch that off the list. That's not one that's going to. Nope, that's not going to work. That's not going to work. Run.
Not going to work.
Run far away. That's not going to work.
Oh. Okay, nope. Well, that's a shame.
Nope. I like the if the moon's a block and let's get a rocking. That's your go-to. Let's use that
one. All right, there's your go-to. That's if you see Kelly out, maybe use that. And if she weren't married, maybe, just maybe, she'd let you buy her a drink.
If back in the day, I'd be yours for the day.
Wow.
Just for the day. All right. I'm just promising a day, though.
It's 99.7 DJX. It's Ben and Kelly. Good morning, 99.7 DJX. By the way, if you missed anything from the show, we got a lot of stuff to catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com. One of the biggest news stories broke over the weekend, overnight tonight, was that Coach Cal probably accepting a job there at the University of Arkansas. So he's
5-year deal. Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Our biggest question is, what is that still going to cost us at BBN? Because I thought that the exit clause was what, $33 million? Do we have?
Yeah,
to pay
I don't
that?
Know. I think we'll probably figure that out. In the next day or two as to the deal and all that stuff. But yeah. So we've got the top coaches to replace Coach Cal up on our podcast, WDJX.com. Eclipse fun and the ring shopping and crazy first date stories. And by the way, I've been, if the show sounds just a little bit different, because I'm broadcasting from the path of totality for the solar eclipse. And
you went to your vacation house on Lake Erie. You're in a bedroom.
So honestly, like,
are you
Kelly,
looking out the window?
I'm looking out the window right now. So later I'll post like a picture, maybe a video if I can get it, on our Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show of what totality looks like. And for several of you who are maybe traveling up to like Seymour, French Lick, Indianapolis, one of those areas, make sure you give yourself some time, to not only get up there, but then also to get home, because traffic's going to be a little bit of a bear. But I was looking out the window because just about 45 minutes ago, I looked out and it was completely cloud covered. And I was like,
that better change by this afternoon. Otherwise, wasted trip. And you're going to have to watch the NASA live stream instead.
When I come all the way up here and then I have to watch the live stream on NASA's YouTube channel, then, you know, that's something special. But anyways,
we have one more story rolling in because we also talked about crazy first dates. And Heather, she texted, my daughter knows a girl who ended up marrying this guy that it continued to lie to her. That's not great from the first date. And here I thought my blind date, my former best friend Angie set me up with, a guy that had four DUIs, no driver's license, five kids, and one on the way.
Wow.
I should have gotten the hint when I had to go to his work to pick him up. So yeah, some bad first dates.
Yeah. So yeah, you can catch up on the podcast, WDJX.com, tap listen. All right. What else, Kelly?
I think that's it. I just really am sending you lots of thoughts and prayers and hoping that you don't have clouds so that your trip to Lake Erie is not wasted.
Yeah, because I'm turning and burning right after that sucker happens. I'm going to be like, all right, let's get in the car back to Louisville.
Also sending thoughts and prayers that you don't run into horrific traffic, which could be the case.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, follow along at Ben and Kelly show a little bit later on this afternoon. I'll make sure to get some photos or a video or something like that posted so you can see it. All right.
All right.
All right. Guys. Oh,
we did get one more thing from Anthony. One more thing on Coach Cal. If another school signs Coach Cal, UK pays nothing. Only if UK fired him do they owe him the $33 million. Okay.
Yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
All right. Okay. We might be off the hook, BBN.
Okay. All right, guys. Have a great day. Have a great eclipse day, and we will talk to you mañana.
Okay, bye.